Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This week, our Loud and Local Band of the Week is Skullbot.
Father speaking aim, ready for the kill! Bobby's getting loaded. Bobby's hunting deer. Got him hunting Bobby.
It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Skullbot. You want to find out more info, where their music is?
Well, or where they're playing, too, as a matter of fact.
No, you're going to be playing in a couple weeks, November 2nd. You can see them at Slim's Last Chance. They're going to be playing with Woodshed, Kings of Cavalier, and also Uncle Lord. And Skullbot's got a brand new record. It's called Power Loader.
You can get all that info on the BJ Mix page of KISW.com.
Loader.
I'm your power loader.
Yeah,
Skullbot.
Oh, Skullbot.
Power loaded. Hey, would you like to power load that local music? Sunday night, you can, 10 o'clock. It's two solid hours of power-loaded music, local style, great bands like Skullbot. Still feeling it. No crash. I love it. Woo, baby.
Yeah. Partying, partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Bang, bang. Seriously, I got to tell you something, man. No crash. Pounded that thing between 6 and 7.
I know. It was a little hairy in the 7 o'clock hour.
I thought it was going to be really, really, really hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was teetering.
And then it kind of evened out, and everyone seems to be, I don't want to say normal because we're not.
No, we're far from normal.
But it is about our normal.
I'm a little jittery still. Yeah.
Oh, Vicky was out of control because we know Vicky.
Yeah, she was.
She was bouncing everywhere.
She never is that enthusiastic in the morning.
Nope.
So are we doing Bang Friday again? Is that going to be a thing?
I'm kind of down for it.
I want to have one every day.
Well, there you go. We've created an obsession for Vicky.
I've got to be careful because I will have to consult my physician.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about your hairdresser?
Yeah.
Check with your hairdresser.
Yeah, I have to consult him too.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Larry in Puyallup. Larry, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
BJ's Bang.
Bang.
I'm kidding. Skid Row and Quiet Riot tickets where you could hear this, though. They're going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on November 1st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Skid Row and Quiet Riot, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Larry will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Larry, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Formed with the index finger and thumb, the letter L on your forehead is a symbol for what insulting word?
Loser.
Yes. Trapping the king with no other moves available in chess is called what?
Checkmate.
Yes. In Greek mythology, what was the one weak point of Achilles?
Pass.
In what year of the 60s did the first Woodstock occur?
68.
No.
66.
No.
69.
Yes. What is a peanut if it is not a pea nor a nut?
Seed.
No.
Pass.
Tom Anderson was the creator of which social network?
Twitter.
No.
Google.
No.
Pass.
Piper and Tasty are two characters from what prison show?
Say it again.
Piper and Tasty are two characters from what prison show?
Pause.
No.
That was a prison good break. One.
Nope, yeah. Unfortunately not.
Good guess.
3 correct. Yeah. Well, you can pass all you want now,
yes,
sir.
A little too
keep passing,
the passing there buddy.
3 is not a great score.
Yeah.
But, I mean, no, you're probably going to lose.
No, it's, yeah. It's okay.
Trying to look on the bright side of life on that
Steve
one.
Steve will get that question.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
But he has to get to that question.
Oh, he'll get to that question.
And maybe Steve will spend forever on one question and then not get to any other question.
What are you, high on bang?
I might be, and I'm trying to look on the positive side.
No, there's no positive side, okay? Sammy Seattleite, he's this guy. Yeah, unfortunately, Larry's going to go down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Already calling it.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Formed with the index finger and thumb, the letter L on the forehead is a symbol for what insulting word?
Loser.
Yes. Trapping the king with no other moves available in chess is called what?
Check.
Nate. Nope. Yes. In Greek mythology, what was the one weak point of Achilles?
Hair.
No.
Dong.
No.
Heart.
No.
Are you guys kidding me?
Oh, man, ankle.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It wasn't his ankle.
Well, you're right. Well, let's get to the next question.
Jesus.
In what year of the 60s did the first Woodstock occur?
In 1969.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
What is a peanut if not a pea nor a nut?
Vegetable.
No.
Is it?
Probably.
I don't. It. I know it's not.
Plant?
No.
Nut.
No. Tom Anderson was the creator of what social network?
My face.
Yes.
Nice one.
Piper and Tasty are two characters from which prison show?
Is that Orange is the New Black?
Yes. What criminal activity is Winona Ryder infamous for? Yes.
Yeah.
Which continent is the natural habitat of the ostrich?
Australia.
No. No. Austria.
Austrias are great continents.
Austria.
Stop.
You got to go there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win 6-3.
Sorry, Larry, but we knew this, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry's gone.
Yep. Good day, Larry.
Good day, sir.
And yes, you're right. It's not the ankle
so what
for
is
Achilles.
It, Steve, I think, does know. What is it if it's not the ankle for Achilles?
His feet.
Guys, dude, what is that phrase when somebody has
last
a weakness?
Band.
What is somebody's
Achilles weakness?
Yeah.
Vicky, it's their Achilles heel. Tendon.
What's your Achilles heel? You never heard that phrase?
Oh, I forget.
Dude, my dad ripped his, so it's bad.
I remember straining it or pulling it when I was younger.
What are we talking about?
The Achilles heel. Yeah. And it sucks. It hurts so bad.
I don't think I've ever done that, but I've heard it is wicked painful.
Yeah,
my dad had to get surgery. He was out for 7 months.
Oh! Wow.
Yeah.
7 months.
See, I didn't,
heard that.
Yeah, I didn't need surgery, thank goodness, but it is really bad.
Yeah, athletes, when they've had that happen, yeah, it does put them down for a while.
If a peanut is neither a pea nor a nut, what is it?
A legume.
Legume.
And I don't know if that is a vegetable or not, to be honest with
you. It's a vegetable.
Is it?
But, yeah, I'm not giving that to Steve.
He should. He might have been right then.
I was. Well, you won anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So congratulations. You won with 6 correct.
Caller number 6, guess what you're doing. You're checking out Skid Row and Quiet Riot at Clearwater Casino. Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK. If I could take a moment to give out a shout to a friend of mine. I know it's going to sound weird to say she's a friend of mine. She's really a sister of a friend of mine.
Okay.
Katira Utley, 19 years old. Happy birthday, Katira.
Give her a shout.
Nice.
Kat is
friends with a 19-year-old BJ.
Okay, don't say it like that. That's my buddy's sister.
No longer 18.
dude, that's my buddy's sister.
Right. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Yeah, but get that look off your face.
I don't have a look. That's just the remnants of the bang energy.
Don't say bang either. Like, can we just make it a nice thing?
It is a nice thing. Happy 19th birthday.
Yeah.
On Bang Friday.
Bang, bang. No, Vicky, no.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, happy birthday, Katira. She actually may be an intern here someday because she's going to a fancy art school kind of thing.
And well, how about that?
She's an entertainer kind of person, does all the drama stuff. She might be in here and might be, then you're going to feel bad.
Why?
Nope.
Because I said she was 19? I didn't say anything about, like, birthday spankings or anything like that.
You did now.
Well, I'm saying I didn't.
Okay. Well, as long as you didn't say that you did. All right, fine.
Thank you.
So happy birthday,
Katira. Happy birthday, Katira.
19 years old. I've known her for a couple of years now. And
you take her out for some shots?
No, I don't think that's the thing you do. She can go out for shots with her friends.
She's 19. Take her to Canada.
Yeah.
And then take her for some shots.
Yeah, you're right. She is 19. Yeah. She shouldn't be going with anybody. What am I? We're both
you're a bad influence on her,
yeah,
man.
We're both going to
trying to get her drunk.
No. We board game with her a lot, and she's really smart, and she's talented, too, so.
Well, how about that? Yeah.
Everything that you are.
Not.
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem, buddy.
That's why I don't board game with you guys.
Yeah. Hey, Dunkin' Donuts, Steve. Get this, if you would like to get free Dunkin' for a long time, they're asking you to dress up like Dunkin' Donuts for Halloween. You win $1,000 and a year's worth of coffee, but you have to dress up like Dunkin' Donuts, so I don't know what that looks like.
Is it like the mascot, or?
I don't know if they have a mascot. I don't even.
Like a Keurig cup? Can I dress up as a Dunkin' Donuts Keurig cup?
Because that's pretty much all we got here in Washington State.
I drink that all the time.
Yeah.
Love it. I would do that if we had a Dunkin' Donuts here. I would dress like a Dunkin' Donut.
Yeah, or like a Munchkin.
Oh,
Vicky could be the Munchkin.
Danny. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Danny. Somebody dresses up like a full-blown donut or cruller, and then Vicky could be the Dunkin' Munchkin.
Yes. Yeah, a little donut ball.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you. I mean, I have fond memories because it's a Boston company, and I grew up in Boston. But I got to tell you, when I went back there, mm-hmm. their donuts are not anything compared to what we have here. I mean, any of our donuts, I don't care what shop it is, Krispy Kreme, Top Pot.
They said they paved the way. You still got to respect them for that.
I just wish they would
watch your mouth.
You know, you just never know where Steve is going to draw the gang line on. Oh, all of a sudden,
respect your elders.
All right, Crips and the Bloods over here with the okay. Well, anyway, if you would like to enter this contest, I don't know. I mean, I guess but you get the free coffee, but where are you? What are you going to travel?
Because somebody says we have a Dunkin' on Kent Des Moines Road.
I thought we had no more. I thought we were out of them.
The last I remembered was the one in the U District. I used to go to that one a lot when I lived in Wallingford when I first moved out here.
I think that Kent one is gone. I really do. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's gone.
Look for it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it.
No. Yeah. Whoever texted us, if you haven't been there in a while, it's probably not there.
I always liked their breakfast sandwiches.
They did have good breakfast sandwiches. You're right about that. Yeah. All right, let me tell you about about Americans, okay? According to the National Retail Federation, Americans will spend $480 million on costumes for their pets this Halloween. Steve, you've contributed to that.
I've already purchased a costume for Lulu, who, by the way, happy birthday to Lulu today.
It's happy birthday, Lulu!
And she told me that for her birthday, she would like all the Rockaholics to follow her on Instagram. She's either just above 2,600 followers or right around there. So just type in Lulu the Warrior Princess, all one word. L-U-L-U.
No, don't encourage this.
If you want to make BJ miserable, please follow Lulu on Instagram.
See, I know, and people want to make me miserable. I've got to find a way to pretend like I don't care, but I really do.
Well, anyways, we got her a costume, and we will soon be posting it on her Instagram page, and she is going to be a mermaid for a Halloween this year.
Unbelievable.
That's adorable. Last year, she was a sushi.
Okay.
Lulu Nigiri.
You know, it's the only time I actually feel pity for Lulu, because she does not look happy in any of these stupid costumes you put her in. She looks miserable every time.
She's legitimately miserable, but you know what? Sometimes you just kind of have to do things
take
that you don't want to make the children and the trick-or-treaters happy.
Yeah, sure. But think about this, though, man. I mean, say 20, 30 years ago, probably 30 to 40 years ago.
She just hit 2,600. Thank you, Rockaholic.
Wow. Don't do it, Rockaholic.
Let's hit 2,700 before the show's over.
But this is a
birthday.
It's a $500 million in sales, pretty much. 30, 40 years ago, nobody was really doing this when you think about it en masse. The amount of money they have generated because of people like you, I mean, you know what? They have got you guys hook, line, and sinker.
You go to PetSmart or Petco, and there is an insane amount of costumes. In addition to, obviously, like the food and the other stuff that you need for your pet. And the toys as well. But pet costumes are a huge part of those places because people are buying them. I mean, they got Star Wars themed pet costumes at Petco.
Yep, and that's actually what we got. We got a Chewbacca costume for Dammit Carl Get in the House. So he'll be Carl Baca.
Oh my God.
And then Frank in Accounting got a little cow hat, so he'll be a little Minnie-Moo.
Wow. You guys are really worse than parents. Honestly, I didn't.
I'm okay with that.
I didn't love my 18
now, guys.
I don't love my kids that much to do all this for them. You guys do more for your pets than I'd ever do for my kids.
Well, we have love in our hearts, and you never had that in the first place.
Yeah, maybe I was just, you know, like a normal person and just thought, why am I spending my money on this? That's just crazy. Get this, Steve. For the first time that I can ever remember, because we were renewing our insurance, you know, it's that time of year, and they asked me, would you like to get pet insurance? For the first time in my normal insurance plan.
I know. Yeah. I saw that.
That's nuts. That's how crazy that industry's become.
Well, dude, like... pet things are very, very expensive. I had to go take my cat, got into the trash, and I didn't realize what was going on, and I had to go get him a CAT scan. It ended up costing like almost $1,000.
See, here's the thing.
And I had to do it.
30, 40 years ago, and again, I know I'm 102 years old, if somebody came to me and said, it's going to cost you four figures to do something with this cat, the vet would have said, we got to put him down. Nobody would spend that kind of money back in the day.
Definitely times have changed.
Yeah. I mean, it's what a business.
I would pay whatever I have to pay.
And I can't blame
that back
you.
In the day, that was a way. But, like, I'm just so attached to my damn dog. My dog brings me so much happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can't blame you guys because, look, it exists because, like you said. But I imagine people weren't that attached to their pet, or it just wasn't. I think you would have been considered crazy. Everybody around you would have said, you spend how much on your animal? You should have put it down.
Like this text, BJ, stop being so miserable about animals. Life is so much better with animals. Why do you hate animals? You know who hates animals? Serial killers.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you look just like Gary Ridgway, so
again,
that makes sense.
Yeah, you know what? Your logic is so good. You are just the smartest person on earth. Said nobody, you half a moron.
I think they're very smart, so that said one person at least. I agree with this texture.
Well, you know, you're not exactly perhaps the best person to be in their camp. You know what I mean?
It's all relative, BJ. Some people would think that's not the case. I don't know who they are yet, but I hope there's someone out there.
It's all relative. Okay, yeah.
Follower 2611.
Yeah.
Someone just said, I don't want to follow a dog on Instagram, but I do like annoying BJ.
Yeah, see, that's all it is.
However you can get it, man.
Yeah. We are now at 2647, 2,647.
Oh, my God.
Let's hit 2,700.
What is wrong with you people?
Lulu, the warrior princess.
Oh, God help me. All right.
She posts great pictures.
Yeah, she's really amazing.
The latest one is her freaking out about the zombie in our neighborhood.
Okay.
That was a great one.
Oh, no, I don't want to see that. Okay. You guys are idiots, honestly. I just need to disconnect from you, all of you. I don't need to hear that, see
get
that.
Get him, Lulu.
It's time for Listeners on the Loose. Please, something. Change the topic. Anybody. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic and you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, man, it is up for grabs. Also, woman, you know what?
Yeah.
We're equal opportunity, let you do things.
Yeah, that's a sentence.
206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. But remember, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're going to have to gong, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
So let's go to Sean in Belfair. Sean, you are on The Rock.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Sean? What you got for us today, buddy?
So... earlier, you guys were talking about the most uncomfortable situation you've ever been in.
Yeah, how about you?
Okay, so one of them, I have been a caregiver for the past 5 years.
Oh.
One of my very first patients, I took him to the barber shop, and right there in the middle of the barber shop, he decides to tell me the story of how his cultist parents raised him as a woman.
So it wasn't his choice to identify as a woman. They wanted him to be basically raised that way against his will. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
I guess so. It was so weird because, you know, everyone else is sitting around, you know, listening to this conversation as well. And I'm just trying to change the subject, and it just made it worse.
And so it was a caregiver situation, and you felt uncomfortable. How are you caregiving? Like, why are they in your care? Were they part of a foster system? How did you come into contact?
No, they just needed some extra help around. A lot of the times, people just need someone to keep them company.
How old was chores? How old was this person?
This guy was in his 90s.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Now I know why you were a caregiver. Oh, dude, so you're talking way back in the day. I wonder what kind of cult it would be, because frankly, you know, women were never considered as valuable as men way back then. I wonder what kind of cult it would make you want to raise your kid as a woman back, he's 90, so it's like, what, the 1910s, 1920s? I mean, wow.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but he also told me how in that cult, and he still to this day would channel spirits. He taught me how to cook for him based off of a recipe from a Middle Eastern spirit that he once channeled.
A Middle Eastern spirit?
That's when I get on LinkedIn and start looking for a new job.
Yeah, dude. You know, at 90 years old, too, man, you just don't know how much is just him basically just losing his faculties. I wonder what it's going to be like when I'm in that position where I'm just spouting off all this ridiculousness that never really happened.
BJ, I have very exciting news.
What's this, buddy?
And this is something that I think will make you very happy. Our buddy, Donnie from the gallery in South Hill, the dispensary, the pot shop.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you can get any kind. It doesn't have to just be, I'm thinking medical because I know you said that you had some issues that you needed to take a butt suppository version of weed.
When my back goes out, which happens about once every year to 18 months, it's like it puts me out for 3 days at least.
So Donnie hit me up after he heard the conversation. He's like, oh, blah, 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 you know, let me know what BJ needs. I said, well, anything that goes up as you know Wersky will be perfect. That was my response to
that's
him.
Just lovely, Steve. That's not exactly what I said.
Not untrue.
No, it's not anything. It's got to be actually a suppository.
Well, he just sent me a text. Thank you, Donnie. He says, I got some suppository samples from Fairwinds coming in today for BJ.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you a goodie bag for him. So,
oh, look at this.
How about that?
Suppository Saturday?
Okay, Danny.
Tapping out on that one. I'll just drink more Bang energy and I'll be fine.
Hey, I did the Bang experiment. Why don't you do the suppository experiment with me?
I am not looking to get a brown belt, and I'm just going to move on.
Is that what they call it, getting a brown belt?
That's what they call it on the Spit and Chicklets podcast.
Oh, so if you're doing that, that means
you just earned your brown belt.
Oh, I love that.
I don't want to know what a black belt is.
No. Yeah, yellow belt. That's an R. Kelly thing.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the gallery in South Hill has gotten you taken care of.
I knew they would come through for us.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Alex and Puyallup, you are on the Rock.
Bang, bang!
Bang, bang! Bang, bang!
Sorry, bang,
bang! Bang Friday, baby.
You guys got me going. I had like a quad shot this morning already.
Good for you,
like,
man.
And now I'm drinking a bang, too. I'm done.
I really think that in the political climate that we're in right now, bang might be able to bring us all together, Steve. Look at how many people have come together.
Dude,
banging.
I did not realize how many people are going to do it in solidarity with us, but if you just type in hashtag Bang Friday, you'll see a bunch of people on Twitter posting pictures of them holding their cans. People have been texting us all morning. I mean, our text line has just been insane, probably because people are all hopped up on Bang energy drinks.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's pretty awesome.
And I want to be clear. I know this sounds like a great product placement promotion, but this was not. This was a harebrained idea from Steve. Bang doesn't even know we're doing this.
That would have required thinking it through, contacting people.
Yeah.
That's too much work to do something stupid.
We just sent Danny to the store, and he just bought a bunch of bangs for us today.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened. So, Alex, what you got for us today, man?
All right, so I caught kind of the tail end of it. You guys were talking about, like, best places to eat when you're drunk or something this morning.
Yeah, we had a top 10 list, and pretty much, of course, they had all the national chains you'd think of, the fast food restaurants, the Denny's, and things like that. How about you?
Yeah. All right, so Steve, you're talking about all the great places on Meridian in Puyallup.
There's a ton.
But there's one in particular you forgot about.
Hot Chick-a-Latte?
not quite. So before I mention it, I'll start off with me and my buddy. You know, you remember where Forum was, sadly, before it burnt down, RIP.
Yes.
I think it's coming back. Drinking at Forum.
I think it's coming back, though.
Really?
The Forum in Puyallup,
They're working on it, although they've been working on permits for, like, what, 2 years now, trying to get everything situated?
I saw my damn Bloody Mary from the Forum.
True. I've never had one. I've wanted to. I was in the military when they came out with that, and I was gone. But Anyways, we were drinking it for him until about 2 in the morning, and we were really hungry, and there's that Taco Bell right there. So we walked there, but they weren't open. They wouldn't let us walk through the drive-thru. So we walked all the way to Sherry's up at the top of the hill at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, brother. Smashed. Dude, that is not a far walk, but it's a steep uphill walk.
Yeah, you're like, you're basically walking up a tree.
Your quads must have been on fire.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we got halfway up to that first light that's up at the top, and we turned around, and we're like, oh, my God. I'm dying, but we really wanted that pie shake. Pie shake just was so worth it.
I bet it tasted amazing after that walk.
I did Marienberry pie shake with a Bavarian burger.
Mm, you worked it off too. See, that's what I'd be telling myself. Was like, this is great. I'm working off the calories. I'm going to put right back in my body. This is awesome.
Oh yeah, and we decided to keep walking, and we walked till about Best Buy until I said, "Screw it, I'm going to call an Uber. I'm not walking all the way home."
Yeah, good call. Yeah. Well, again, you know, Sherry's. Even though it wasn't on the national list, I think if you did it in Washington State, at least, yeah, Sherry's would be up there. It's an awesome place to go when you had a night of drink. And you want a night of eating after that.
Somebody was very curious if Lulu hit 2,700 followers on Instagram.
No, don't talk about
She is now at 2,727.
Nice!
That's right. So over 100 new followers. Probably like 150 new followers for Lulu this morning. An excellent birthday gift for Lulu the Warrior Princess on Instagram.
And once you hit that, you are allowed to go poo.
I did. And I went.
Oh, wait, was that your thing? You wouldn't go to the bathroom until she hit that?
That was our fun little joke when the mics were off, but Vicky decides to share that with everyone. Yes,
I'm sharing that Steve went poo.
I was monitoring her Instagram, just kept refreshing and refreshing. I said, I'm not leaving this room. I'm not going to poo until she hits 2,700.
This is just, you know what? All of this is so delightful. Can I just tell you?
That was a thing for the three of us, and Vicky decided to bring it up.
Yeah, good job, Vicky.
It's not the first time he's done that. I think I've heard him say that he's, you know, waiting for something to hit something so he could poo.
Yeah, again, still not something he wanted on the air, I guess.
I'm a goal-based kind of guy. Yeah. I like having goals to reach, and then I get excited when I fulfill them.
You should put this on your resume.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
I won't poo until my goal is complete.
Boy, I hope you can reach it.
Bang, bang!
I got news for you. Even if he doesn't reach that goal, he will eventually have to go to the bathroom, and we might be in the room when that happens, and I don't want that.
Just wait till what happens when I hit 2,800 followers.
Oh, jeez, I have no idea what number you're going to go at that point. All right, it's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So I got a new survey, but...
Do you want to take a phone call there, champ?
All right, we'll take a call. You're right. Why not? I'm going to take a call instead.
Big Bang! Big Bang!
Big Bang!
I might be slightly distracted. Let's go to Johnny in Federal Way. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Thanks for bringing me back.
No problem, champion.
I was really wanting to read this survey, but we'll get it later. John, what you got for us, buddy?
Hey, earlier you were talking about Achilles tendon injuries.
Yes, we were, John.
Okay. I've got a gnarly Achilles injury story for you.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
All right.
It wasn't me, but it was a guy I did martial arts with back in the day. You know, normally if you completely tear your Achilles tendon, it shoots up in the back of your calf.
Oh.
So he didn't actually tear his Achilles, though, but he shattered his heel bone, so the whole Achilles and the bone fragments shot up the back of his leg.
Oh, damn, dude. Oh.
So I took a number of screws to put it back in place, and he's got a scar like a giant upside-down T.
Oh, damn, dude. That's why, you know, people trying to get all healthy and doing stuff, because that happened because of martial arts, right?
Right.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't do anything.
You know, I was watching the Mae Young Classic on the WWE Network. It's their all-women's tournament, and there's this one wrestler. Her name's Tegan Knox, and she missed out doing it last year because she screwed up her ACL and had to have surgery.
Ooh.
Came back. She's rocking one of those big braces, and it's been like the talk of the wrestling. Like, she's back. She's doing good. She does a simple move for a wrestler, lands weird, and in that process, screws up her other knee.
Oh.
And we're watching this. So last time my wife and I were watching this, and it was just heartbreaking because you could see she's trying to keep wrestling and keep doing the match and going through everything, but you could tell like there's panic in the eye of the wrestler that she's going against. Actually, my friend Aubrey was the referee for that, and you could tell she's freaking out. Turns out she tore her ACL, MCL, LCL, as well as a tear of the meniscus.
On the other leg.
On the good leg.
Oh, man.
It's just like, oh my gosh, you can't catch a break. And to watch it happen, because, you know, obviously with wrestling, sometimes you don't know what's for real as an injury or what's part of the storyline. But typically when like the ref does the X with their arms, and then she kept trying to go, and then at one point she just kind of buckles and she does the X herself, and you're like, oh, this is real. And then she starts crying, and you're like, that's just, what an awful thing to watch.
That's a
even worse to have it happen to you, of course.
Well, you know, and Sarah had that issue where, man, she had one knee go out, had surgery on it, and then the other knee went out, had surgery on that, and then she had the hip thing. It's just like, no matter what you do, the body's just like, I'm going to be a problem for you.
Also, a dislocated kneecap. And she goes, luckily, it reset itself instantly.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Sometimes the body is just like, it just doesn't do as well as other people's bodies when it comes to that kind of stuff you do.
And they always say when you hurt the other leg, you put so much pressure on the healthy leg.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you kind of lean on it a little bit. And then next thing you know, that happens. But what a heartbreaker.
Yeah, dude, that does
suck. Kind of stories.
Yeah. Well, and I've watched it like with my own daughter. It was a beating just to see like, oh, no, not your other leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Quick shout out to Saxon on Twitter. He says, Bang Friday. Hashtag Bang Friday. This has been one of the greatest episodes of PJ and Migs ever. You guys rock.
Give it out a shout.
Wow, that's high praise.
That's very nice. And somebody has been texting all morning. I keep meaning to read it, and I got to get to it. It's for you, Vicky. Vicky, how excited are you for the new Wreck-It Ralph movie?
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. It looks like it's going to be so much fun. And most of the time when you get a sequel, it's usually not as good as the first one. But after seeing Incredibles 2 and seeing how great that was, I'm very excited.
Yeah, and it's because I think they really had good characters. When you have good characters, you know, a sequel, I think, works out well, especially with the animated world. You're right. Incredibles 2 was really, really good. It might be better than the first one in my mind. Wow. And only because of Jack-Jack, because Jack-Jack wasn't in the first Incredibles as much as he was in 2. And I think he steals the movie, him and the raccoon.
We just saw the trailer for, was it the new Grinch movie?
Oh, yeah, it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
It looks great.
Do you think so?
The trailer does.
I get so worried after the Jim Carrey thing, because this is animated, right?
Yeah.
Benedict is doing, and that's Sherlock Holmes for you guys that don't know Benedict Cumberbatch.
The BBC one, or Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is a better one. Yeah, he's that guy. And he's a great actor. It's just, you know, they've tried to do stuff, and I just think the original is just the original, and I'm not too sure if he can go and do anything better, but we'll see. You know, we'll have to see.
It looks like a fun watch.
Yeah, the animation looks really good. It sounds funny because when you listen to it, if you're a big Benedict Cumberbatch fan, he doesn't sound anything like himself.
Mm. Oh, does, yeah,
he's
does
got
he,
an American accent.
Does he sound like the Grinch?
I think he sounds, you know, annoyed enough.
Because
like, not the original, because you can't do the original nowadays, I think.
It was an iconic guy, Boris Karloff, who was he Dracula? Is that who he was? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, or yeah, was he Frankenstein? Yeah, he was Frankenstein. So the old movies where Frankenstein was, you know. Yeah,
what, like, 7-year-old kid is going to be like, he doesn't sound like the original.
Well, to me, that's what I'm saying. You're right. The little kids, it probably doesn't matter. But to me, that's that iconic Boris Karloff voice who was huge in the monster movies, you know. And I don't know. That's why I don't think you can ever do it. But I could be one of those guys that you'll just never make me happy.
Yeah,
I was going to say, for you Grinch, of course it's not going to make you happy. But like for a kid or even someone that's around my age who has no idea what you're talking about, if I'm like, you know, a lot of people probably around my age have a kid that's probably going to want to see this, they're not going to know.
Yeah, and it might still be good.
Yeah, this is a kid's movie, definitely. It's for the next generation.
Because Jim Carrey's movie was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Oh, of course you didn't. You like... Bats.
Somebody actually texted and said, hey, Steve Tomatoes, have any good movie suggestions? And we saw Skyscraper. It's exactly what you'd expect it to be, just a dumb action film. But I thoroughly enjoyed it because I love The Rock.
All right. Well, if you love The Rock, it should get more points right off the bat.
I do have a suggestion on what not to rent.
Oh, I can't wait to hear a movie you don't like because you like almost all the crap that's out there.
I know. I'm going to give every movie the benefit of the doubt. I don't let Rotten Tomatoes dictate how I'm going to like a film or not. And if I just enjoy the journey and it makes me escape from reality, to me, that's a good movie. Gotti. With Travolta.
Oh, wow, really?
What a pile.
First of all, yeah, who would think he could play Gotti or even a gangster? I can't buy that.
Travolta's a good actor.
He's okay.
Yeah.
He's not, I mean, look, I've never thought he was a great actor. He's okay. He's always been okay to me.
Dude, he was great in Pulp Fiction.
He was good in Pulp Fiction.
Great.
I got news for you. I really don't think he was. I think he was surrounded by greatness, and he didn't ruin the movie. That's what I would say about him.
No, I think he was an added flavor to making that movie awesome.
I loved him as the villain in The Punisher, though. Like, I know a lot of people crap on that movie because it didn't have a huge budget, but it was a great movie, I thought.
Danny Zuko in Grease.
Yeah.
That just, he's the best in that.
He was just, he was.
Look Who's Talking?
Yeah.
No.
I love those movies.
Adrian Schmed was a better star for Grease, if you ask me. That is.
That's Grease 2, Danny. The other stupid movie that he thinks is better than Grease 1.
So, Steve, what would Stevie Tomatoes give Gotti?
Whew. I'm going to throw it under 50%, which is unheard of with Steve Tomatoes.
What is it getting on Rotten Tomatoes, Ricky?
Zero.
Why?
Zero!
Audience
zero.
Scores it at 50.
Wow. How many critics?
44.
Yeah. And they, zero.
But dude, you predicted what the audience predicted.
I did.
That's pretty amazing.
I know the people. It's so bad, dude.
Yeah.
It's just such a jumbled mess. You really have a difficult time tracking at times because it's just like, what are you doing? This is so dumb. And maybe it's because I also grew up in New York around the time when Gotti was the dude.
Oh, I can appreciate, you know what I mean? That. You'd want to watch the movie. Yeah.
I was kind of pumped to see this movie because he's such a legendary mobster.
Ugh.
When I was growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally avoided that as soon as I saw John Travolta was the lead role. I'm like, yeah, I'm not buying this.
Face Off, somebody said. I agreed. That was a great movie.
It's fantastic.
It's a good movie.
Dude,
it's
fantastic.
It's a good movie, but I'm not, again.
Amazing movie.
You know, it's like here's the thing. It's like The Matrix.
No, it's better than The
Matrix. Keanu Reeves did not. It wasn't because Keanu Reeves was amazing that The Matrix was a good movie. And I feel like it's the same thing. It was just a well-done movie with cool concept. Nicolas Cage, you know, was probably at his best in that movie. And Travolta was good, but he's just not a
Nick
great
Cage
actor.
At his best in Face Off. They were both at their hammiest, and that's why it was so awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
It's proof that two negatives equal a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
forgetting
not
about
there.
Saturday Night Fever,
yep.
Battle. Field Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't say Battlefield
Earth. I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Stop just reading
IMDb.
It's
literally the most worst. It's a terrible movie.
No, and John Travolta is good as the best I'm ever going to give that guy. Good is all I'm going to get.
Look Who's Talking.
Yes, those are great movies.
Yep. Don't even look at me when you're talking.
He was Gold Member for a minute in Austin Powers Gold Member.
He was good in that. You know,
Swordfish.
Swordfish was good.
Yeah. Swordfish was only good because of Halle Berry's boobies.
Look,
what about Michael, where he played the angel?
Yes, that was a great movie.
You're Hairspray, where he was a lady.
You guys are all trolling me.
Awesome.
I'm done.
No, we're not. Travolta is God.
Yes.
I had the biggest crush on Travolta when I was a kid. Yeah.
No, Travolta is L. Ron Hubbard.
There you go. There you go.
I know you're trolling me, and I'm not falling for
it. I'm not trolling you. I think Travolta's fantastic.
Dude, you are out of your friggin' mind.
I seriously had the biggest crush on him when I was a little girl.
Plus, again, that doesn't mean... My uncle kind of looks like him, and that made my uncle cool.
Have you seen him dance?
He dances really good.
His dancing's fine, but that doesn't make you a good actor.
Broken Arrow?
What is even... You don't even know that movie.
I don't know either.
It's the one with Christian Slater. They steal the missiles.
Oh, yeah. That was okay.
Wild Hogs.
Great movie. Wild Hogs.
Okay, stop.
Yes. Phenomenon.
Okay, honestly, Phenomenon was a good movie. I don't know if it was because of him.
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, that's a plane movie, I think.
Maybe I did see that then.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, he's a good... I'll give him good. That's all I can give him.
Good plus?
No.
Good plus.
Not good plus. No. There's too many better actors than John Travolta out there.
Oh, he was in Hairspray.
That's what I mean.
We already said that.
He was a lady.
Yeah, he was that was a really good one, too.
I actually didn't see him in that, so I can't comment.
Yeah, he was the best. So that's why. You haven't seen that one yet.
No, Danny, you like Titanic way more than any human should, so I can't trust you either. You and Steve are off my trust list for movies.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, look, I was on board with Tomatoes show.
The Rotten Tomatoes website and the user.
No, I'm not, Rev.
Do you need any more bang?
Yes.
Yeah,
please.
All right. Speaking of bang, hey, Ryan Castle, let's talk about him because we want to know what he and a sandwich have in common.
Look Who's Talking made $297 million.
That was a good movie.
Masterpiece.
You know, wow.
I'll tell you, 952 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's a Ryan Castle and a sandwich have in common?
I have a gluten-free option now.
Oh, yeah?
Because I keep up with the times.
Good for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You're a trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. And I like, chicks, and they like gluten-free stuff now. So.
I like turtles.
So he said Steve likes having both in his hands.
Yeah, he does.
Steve's wife has caught him sneaking both in his mouth.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Steve enjoys eating. Oh, no. You know what? Yes, I get it. Ryan and I, we're cool.
Right.
I don't think they're saying you're cool.
Steve likes mayonnaise.
Yeah. Steve gets late night cravings for both.
Mm-hmm.
mayonnaise.
He always has two helpings of both.
Yeah, he does.
They both leave mayo on BJ's chin.
Hey.
Hey.
Wait a second.
You're in it
Hey,
now.
BJ, welcome to the party.
Thanks, pal.
It's a good party to be part of.
Both like meat in their buns.
Okay. Hey, let me tell you about Zachary. He's 34. Went into a Subway in Virginia earlier in the month, ordered a sandwich, then robbed them, and then left. And then, oh, wait, I forgot my sandwich. And went back to get the sandwich. He was arrested.
Sandwich is the most important part.
Yeah, that's very true. Ryan Castle, he's got a foot long. All right, I see.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Or maybe it's a 12-pack. That's what I'm thinking.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
This Nasty was hooking up with a girl he met at a concert, and then her ex shows up. Damn, that was an uncomfortable situation. How about you?
I like to share with you the most uncomfortable situation I've ever been in. It happened this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were all enjoying these Bang Energy drinks, BJ goes to his daughter, "Let me try your Bang Energy drink." He proceeds to try it and then goes, "Oh, Sarah, I can taste your lipstick." I never wanted to hear a father tell his daughter that he could taste their lipstick.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
There's something about the word diagnosis that tends to make us uneasy. Whether it's our hearts, lungs, or other organs, we worry about the results and what to do next. At Kaiser Permanente, our team of specialists care for you and about you, working together, creating a treatment plan specific to your diagnosis and total health. So from primary to specialty care, find reassurance in a team of healthcare professionals committed to your healthy recovery. Visit kp.org/hellowashington to learn more. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of Washington.
If you think the only thing the UPS store does is shipping, you've got another E coming. With convenient locations in your area, they offer printing, copying, scanning, notarizing, every E for small business. And of course, shipping.
CarStar Auto Body. Call 1-800-CARSTAR.
If you own a home improvement company and have teams in the field, you give them the right tools for the job. So what tools do you use to make sure your teams are always on the job? If generating leads for your business is important, then Intercom Communications has put together a handy ebook detailing some of the best marketing tools in the home improvement world. Download the ebook now and get ideas and see the success your peers have achieved. Intercom.com/insights. Intercom.com/insights.
My wife does not listen to me.
Shocking.
No, I mean the show. She said it sounds like we're sitting around at a bar, having beer, having fun.
Well, that's the point. So what is she listening to?
Our sister station, 94.1 Sound, relaxing favorites.
What? We're totally relaxing to listen to. What's not relaxing about our show?
She likes the music. It reminds her of when she was happy, carefree.
Oh, so before she married you?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, man, let her have her relaxing favorites on the Sound.
It's Halloween and time to head to QFC for everything you want for your spooky celebration. And QFC makes it easy with low prices on all the candy and sweet treats you need. Plus certified Angus beef, fresh produce, your favorite beverages, and more. Stop in today or save time and order online at QFC. And right now you'll earn 3 times the fuel points when you buy fresh produce at QFC. Choose from your favorite fruits and veggies and save at the pump too. QFC, love fresh, love local, love delivered.
Hi, I'm Sean, a former staff sergeant in the U.S. Army and a data scientist at Google. The 2.5 million veteran-led businesses in America are an important part of our communities. To help these businesses stand out online, Google is introducing a new veteran-led badge. It's a red, white, and blue V, and it sits next to a business's address in Google Search and Maps. If you're a veteran or work at a veteran-led business, visit google.com/grow to add the badge to your listing. Have a favorite business that's veteran-run? Let them know. Together, we could support the businesses of those who served.
Now, a single card unlocks your kingdom of fun. Introducing One, the card that combines your rewards for Tulalip Resort Casino, Crocita Creek Casino, and Tulalip Bingo and Slots. Earn and redeem rewards anywhere, anytime, all on one card. It's your choice. Fun, casual, come-as-you-are atmosphere, or a luxurious four-diamond experience with fabulous restaurants, exciting promotions, and world-class entertainment. Good enough for a kid.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.